Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of The Working Experience. A very warm, open-arm audio embrace and a squeeze. We have a new series of sorts for your listening pleasure. We are calling the series The Working Experience Survival Kit. The series will consist of guided meditations, guided naps, and soulless affirmations, and whatever else we can think of to ease the mind-numbing, soul-deadening experience of the modern workplace. And someday in the near future, we will have an app, because your entire life should revolve around your phone. And be on the lookout for branded pills, lotions, ointments, crystals, and prayer rocks. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you enjoy this episode of The Working Experience.
The Working Experience.
Route 93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
that. Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, we need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Man, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
You stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
We're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was clipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey everyone, this is Maddie Kay from the Working Experience Podcast with another guided meditation. You know what time it is. It's time for shh. What do we always say here at the Working Experience? In 100 years, it won't matter anyway. So today we are going to concentrate on not being slaves to expectations. I don't want you stressing yourself out. You don't have to be the best today, or even the second best, or even third. And it is fine to come in dead last. I do it all the time. You don't have to get that project done by the deadline. So what if you don't? What are deadlines anyway? Dead. That's what they are. So you're putting too much pressure on yourself today. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. And do you know why? Do you know why? You're setting that bar way too high. So today, we're going to work on lowering that bar. Lowering our expectations. I know you hear about grind and you hear about moving to the next level. We're going to stay right here. Right? Expectations are a killer. They are totally unrealistic. What if I expect it to not rain 3 weeks from today and it rains? What then? I have no control over that. Have I failed? No. So what do? I lower my expectations. I lower that bar. Let's visualize. See that bar way up there? Lord, that is high. It's way up there. I think it's too high. It must be 5 feet off the ground. I might hurt myself trying to get over that bar. I might pull a muscle. I might sprain an ankle. I might tear a ligament. I might rupture my groin. Just thinking about the possible injuries is causing me anxiety. I can feel it in my chest. I can feel it in my stomach. We all know that anxiety is no good for us. How many times have we been told that? Plaque builds up around our hearts. Clogs our arteries. Goodness me, We do not need that. And it's the expectations that are putting that anxiety on us. It's the expectation that we get over that bar that's been set so high. We're letting other people's expectations cause us this anxiety. We have no control over other people's expectations. We have no control over where that bar is. Why would we set the bar that high? Why would we do that to ourselves? Why would we risk our health, causing ourselves stress and anxiety by setting the bar that high? Well, many times that bar gets set for us by our bosses, our co-workers, our spouses, and kids, and that is just not fair. I'm starting to feel anxious. I'm starting to feel stressed. I can feel it in my tummy. So I'm just giving myself a shh break here. I am giving me permission to take a shh and I'm just going to breathe. I'm going to breathe in. And I'm going to breathe out. I'm going to breathe in. And I'm going to breathe out. I'm going to breathe in. I'm going to hold it. And I'm just going to be for a moment. I'm just going to be. I'm not going to do right now. I'm just going to be. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Now you know what we're going to do. We are going to lower that bar. Visualize. We are reaching up. We are not straining ourselves. Goodness knows we do not need to strain ourselves. We are going to take that bar right on down. We are going to place that bar about 6 inches above the ground. Just 6 inches. Now, we can comfortably just step right over it. Or we can hop right over it. That might be fun. A little hop ski. You could jog up to it, skip up to it, do a little shimmy sham up to it, and just hop right over. Or you could walk up to it and take your time and just step over. It's up to you. It's your bar. You set it wherever you feel most comfortable. All I want you to do is not strain yourself. Take it easy. Set that bar nice and low. You set the bar at a height that's comfortable for you. You don't let your boss or your coworkers set that bar. They may have certain expectations that you complete a project or show up at the office at a certain time, that you work 40 hours a week, that you bathe regularly and use deodorant. Just remember, their expectations are not your expectations. Their bar is not your bar. What might be comfortable for them is not comfortable for you. You set your own bar. Slow and steady, lower that bar. I want everyone to have a great day. I want you to breathe. And above all, it really doesn't matter anyway. Have an excellent, excellent day, everybody. Thank you for listening. This is Maddie K with the Working Experience Podcast.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.